This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a passel of progeny and a slew of songs. But first, hard to believe it, but summer is almost over. School will soon return, and for many youngsters who've gotten used to lazing around in bed, a question presents itself. How will they get up for school? Bringing us a new old idea to that age-old question is the book Mary Smith. It's a book for children by Andrea Uren. Joining us to talk about it is our ambassador to the world of children's literature, Daniel Pinkwater, in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being with us again.
Scott, you've known me for some time.
Yes, I have.
So you must be aware that when I tell you something is a true story, you can pretty much bank on it being fiction.
Well said. Yes, indeed.
I'm reminded of the time I persuaded your extended family that my dog can read English.
Well, and as a matter of fact, she was pretty good at it.
Apparently the whole family. But enough of that. Let me talk about the book.
Yes.
Mary Smith. It is not a true story necessarily. I'm not saying it isn't. But it's about a real person. And her photograph appears.
Yes.
As kind of the frontispiece. You see her at her work. Shall we just sort of read it and then we can go into the commentary at the end?
Sure, by all means.
Would you like to begin?
Sure.
Please do.
It's Monday morning, hours before dawn, and Mary Smith, a knocker-up, has left her home. She walks for miles from the outskirts of town, passing one sleeping house after another.
Then suddenly stops. She takes one dried pea, wrinkly, from her pocket and puts it into her pea shooter. Then
she blows.
Dink! She's hit the baker's window. Duck! She hits it again.
On goes a light. Oh, I'm awake! The baker shouts sleepily. All right.
But Mary Smith doesn't respond. She's already gone.
Look, here she is hurrying along the baker's home far behind. Then
you see she's got her pocket watch and her pea shooter.
Yeah.
She stops again in front of the train conductor's home this time. She hits his window with one pea. Tink. Then hits it with two more. Clack. Tink.
The train conductor comes to the window. But then he falls asleep again. So
Mary blows and gently flicks his nose.
It's a wonderful illustration here, too.
There's something familiar about these that I can't completely put my finger on. Maybe it'll come to me.
Hop, yep. He yawns and turns on a light. See? I'm up.
But Mary Smith's already on her way and waking up the laundry maids. Tuck, tuck, tuck. And the fishmonger. Plick, plock.
All through town, Mary Smith shoots dried peas to rouse sleeping townspeople.
So they can start their day on time. Oh, I'm seeing a little homage to Toulouse-Lautrec lithographs. That's what I'm
seeing. Yes, in this picture of the sleepy or awakening little village.
Yeah.
And finally, at the end of Edgerton Lane, the mayor's windows crackle with a click, clack, snap.
No one comes to the window, so Mary tries again. Tuck, tuck, clack.
The windows swing open. It must be my turn to wake up, the mayor says. That's right, says Mary Smith with pride. The other townspeople are already up. Thank you, Mary Smith. I don't know what we'd do without you.
Studying with John Gielgud, it shows, it shows. Dim and early, Mary says with a grin, but
when Mary Smith arrives back home, she finds a dreadful sight.
Is that really her daughter, sound asleep in bed, so very late for school?
Rose, wake up,
cries Mary Smith.
Oh, how impossible it will be to get anyone to wake up for me after they hear about this. My own daughter sleeping in.
I'm not late for school, Mummy, answers Rose sadly. It's worse than that. I've been sent home. Timothy was sleeping, so I tried to wake him up, and we see a flashback. The kid's got her own pea shooter. But I missed and hit Miss Pinchett instead.
For shame, gasps Mary Smith.
And then the last spread here, the Rose has her pea shooter, and she is pelting Mary Smith, who's enjoying it hilariously. And she says, we really... Oh, you read the last line, Scott.
You must work on your aim.
There we are.
That's a wonderful story, isn't it?
And then there's a historical note. A way to wake up. May I read this?
Yes, by all means.
Before alarm clocks were affordable and reliable, people needed a way to wake up on time. In England, one solution to this problem was to hire someone called a knocker-up. For a few pennies a week, a knocker-up would come around to wake you at whatever time you requested. So, Scott, this book is deceptively well done. The drawings are so right that it just seems like it all belongs together. I commend it highly and commend you for letting me present it with you.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much. Ready?
Missed. Hit it again. That was right on the window pane.
The title of the book, Mary Smith by Andrea Uren. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children.
Name one.
Well, as a matter of fact, the latest, but The Nettiest.
The Nettiest.
Is just wonderful, I understand. Daniel joined us from his home in upstate New York.